Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for checking out the show. Back for another day. Today is a Big Fraud Wednesday, where we will gather on Patreon for another rip-roaring sequence of shows. No one says it that way. We do Who Are These Free Beers, and then we will do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben coming out last week and discussing that he's thinking about hanging up his microphone when it comes to comedy. Now, you know, I think what happened was last time he did comedy, his jokes were met with crickets. Now, I've been talking with Ben about his comedy for about 7 years. There was one period of about a three quarters of a year where we weren't speaking because we were mad at each other. And then that worked out. Credit to Ben with the old, hey, why don't we let bygones be bygones? And I'm like, absolutely. The bygones are being bygones. So I think he's, you know, he's kind of like been on the receiving end of crickets for most of his time on stage. He has put in a lot of time doing comedy. And I can't even say mixed results. The only way to describe this would be shit results. Yet he kept coming back for more. In 7 years of comedy, I think Ben made about $15. To me, the high point in Ben's comedy career was a very famous story that took place when we were actually fighting with each other. I found out about it through the guy who used to be on the show, Big Dick Donnie, who had a number of comedy clubs in the area until it was revealed that he owed Michael Rapaport $50,000, and Michael Rapaport was going to kick his ass. And Donnie, it might not have been 50, it might have been 15. Yeah, it was 15. Donnie spent all his savings to host Donnell Rawlings. So he paid Rawlings all his money because Donnell was going to beat his ass. So Donnie paid Donnell, and then Rapaport shows up. He does a series of shows. Donnie actually convinces him that, hey, yeah, why don't you get on the plane back to New York as soon as you land? The money will be in your account or whatever the fuck he said. Well, Rapaport never got paid. I should pull that clip up. Michael Rapaport didn't get paid. So he did this big rant. I'd like to look up Michael Rapaport on Big Dick Donnie. Okay. So he lands in New York and there's no money in his account. So then he goes online and he does this.
So I'm in Milwaukee doing shows. And I'm pissed off because I'm realizing that I'm not getting paid for these shows that I did in Michigan in November. I did these shows in Holland, Michigan, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the beginning of November. And this promoter, Donald, out there in Michigan, he knows who he is. He hasn't paid me and another comic a lot of money. And some people say, Mike Rapp, what about your agent? Da, 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 da. I know. This is a rogue, weird, crazy situation. But this guy, Donald, out there in Michigan, stiffed me and this other comic. So for all you comics out there, all you musicians, all you road people, make sure you get paid up front. Do not leave without getting paid unless you're working with a legit place like the Helium Comedy Club, the Improv Comedy Club, you know, corporate comedy clubs, these independent rogue one-offs. Don't leave without getting paid. And Donald out there in Michigan, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, all right. He could have said more. I thought this was worse. It sounded bad. But Donnie's like, yeah, Rappaport is going to beat my ass over this. I go, well, why didn't you pay him? I don't have any money. That was the end of Back Alley Comedy Club, which I think went on to become Full House Comedy Club for a little while. Why am I talking about this? Because Ben has announced that he is hanging up the microphone, or he's thinking about it. And I'm talking about Big Dick Donnie, because at one point, Donnie came over, and whenever he owed me money, he would always come over. And I didn't know what was going on, but he owed me for marketing. And so I say, hey, man, I need my money. And he'd say, all right, yeah, I'm going to bring it by. I'm like, okay. Most people don't do it that way, but I mean, there's about a million other ways you can get me the money, but if you want to come by, I guess you can. Boom, 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 knocks on the door. And that was when I used to actually bring people in here for interviews. It wasn't done via Zoom. This was like at a time when we didn't do that. And so he pulls out a wad of bills and he pays me. And then he goes, oh, man, that Ben Glaze, that was a mistake. I go, what happened? This was the story where Ben was doing, or Don did Back Alley Comedy Club Gives Back. And it said on the sign, PTSD night. All veterans only. PTSD anti-suicide comedy night. You go into the venue, you get on the stage, and all you see is German shepherds and guys that were in the military. And every single guy there has about 11 service dogs surrounding him. So there's 300 or 400 dogs and about 20 former military that are in the crowd getting ready for laughs. Every guy there, there's a service dog for everything. If one guy's hungry, all of a sudden the dog starts doing what a dog does. Oh, you're hungry. Hey, by the way, you have diabetes. Your blood sugar is low. And hey, you're experiencing stress. Let me get in your lap. Everybody's got a service dog these days. And for sure, all these guys did. So first comic gets up there. He does awesome. And they go, all right, now here to make you laugh, Ben Glaze. And Ben gets on the stage. And the way Don described it to me was, yeah, he got up on stage and he was firing off jokes about killing yourself. And he started out okay. He got a bunch of laughs. And then, like, it was like a bait and switch because he got him laughing and then he starts firing off jokes about killing yourself or unaliving yourself. And all these guys are like, what the fuck? Holy shit. They're having, the dogs are going, dogs are all barking. The dogs are running around. Arr, 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 arr. So it was a complete disaster. In fact, after the event, the dogs and all the people that were at the show were never seen or heard from again. Ben was responsible for a mass casualty event because of his shitty jokes. Now, honestly, if that happened to me, at that point, I'm out of comedy. I'm not going to crack another joke again. But he kept on for years. So now with the death toll at an all-time high, people who have seen or heard Ben Glaze's comedy Probably didn't live very long after because it was so god-awful. He has finally decided that it might be time to hang it up because he was in a room full of comedians and none of them laughed at his jokes. And so now we pick up the pieces and we go on. Holy cow. Becca Shea is here. She says, I was at one of Michael Rapaport's shows. Okay. Yes. So, yeah, that's your money went right to Donnie. None of it went to Michael Rapaport. Rebecca says, do we know if Big Dick Donnie is still alive? Are we sure Rapaport didn't have him disappear like he's Jimmy Hoffa? I'm fairly sure that he is still around. I don't know what he does for a living. He sold the bowling alley and the bar, and he no longer is affiliated with comedy. It was a black mark in the comedy world after that. It all went up in flames. Kuipers is here. He says he's alive. I don't know if Donnie shows up at the lanes when Kuipers is there. Donnie, a hell of a bowler. I don't know if he's quite on the level of our very own Kevin Kuipers, but might still be in. He might roll every now and then with our pal Kevin. The idea was floated. We need to ask Ben when his housewarming party is now that he's a homeowner. That sounds a little former Zaniac-like. I don't know. I don't think that that's going to be an audience member event. I mean, I don't even know if I can go to the housewarming party. I sure as hell want to go. All right, let me just say this. Ben and his better half are homeowners. That proves to me that anyone in America can get a home. Not because of Ben's better half, but because of Ben. This just goes to show you that the American dream is alive for everyone in America. If Ben can get a home, I mean, I'm sure that Mrs. Ben did all the legwork and she probably makes a hundo on her own. She, of course, a donut baron and then sold off the rights of the business. So she's probably a millionaire, but Ben is not aware of it. This strikes me as the type of marriage where they have separate checking accounts. You ever encounter that couple? Yeah, I've got my checking account. She's got hers. How much money do you make a year? $18,000. By the way, I was talking to a radio guy this past weekend because I was doing some head hunting work for a radio station. And they said, hey, do you know anybody for this gig? And I go, I do have some folks in mind. They go, well, will you reach out to them and see if there's interest? Please don't let them know where we are, or who we are. We want to keep that on the down low. I go, absolutely. I reach out to this one person at a radio station, and I swear to God, this was a conversation that made me feel bad. Radio has a tendency to do this to people, where they think that because they're on the radio, that's worth something, that's living the dream, that there's monetary value and prestige with being on the radio. And during the conversation, this quote was heard by the person I was talking to. Because I said, yeah, this is how much the job will make. You're probably already making more than this. But this is what the... No, it's not. And I go, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this is good. If this company does extend to this guy an offer at some point, it'd be a step up. This person says, yeah, right now I'm making 21. Okay. $21,000. I thought to myself, at first I was like, 21 bucks an hour? No, no, 21,000 a year. Let me see here. Let's do some easy math. 21,000 dollars divided by 52, $403 a week. Now, this is a part-time gig, so I'm going to guess 25 hours. Okay, $16.15 an hour. That's 15 cents more an hour for the job that I applied for at the local old folks home. And that is $1.85 less than what I made when I was making French fries at Bosco's Pub. My God. Becca Shea says, how do you live on that? Well, I think that this soul has another job and this soul is married. So Mrs. Soul is working. Murder Lover Nakua Matata says, did the old folks home call you back? No, they did not. By the way, audience member works for them. That would be Jason T. Jason Terry, he drives the bus at the old folks home. And he says to me, he goes, oh, man, I work there. And I'm like, well, get me in, fucker. I want to work there. Again, the question, easy, why? Well, you know, whatever. If I got a little extra time, I'd rather do that than sit around picking my ass. The question, easy, why do you have all these jobs? I go, well, because I don't want to spend my fucking retirement. I've saved up money. I actually am prepared for that. But I can't be, but I want to earn as much as I can to avoid touching any of that, you know? Tyler says, I wonder how long Ben's home closing took. Not only are you signing hundreds of documents, but add in Ben's and ohms. And that had to have taken them hours. Murder Lover Linda says, good Lord, I made more than that in the 2 months I worked at my job from hell this year. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, my niece worked there for several years. Molly is here. She says, easy, are you working 120 hours a week yet? Molly is, that's been her thing. Ever since the show last week where I suggested that 40 hours is a part-time job and people need to work more hours, she has, she was greatly offended at that. And so now she is continually trolling me about that. And I, you know, that's par for the course around here. Alan says, oh boy, here we go again. Well, you know, I mean, if you're satisfied at 40 hours a week, if some folks, honestly, when you work 40, you get those 40 hours in. That apparently gives you the opportunity then to complain that you're poor. So you put in 40 hours, and so you do your 8 hours Monday through Friday, and then you don't lift a finger for anything else. You sleep for 7, you work for 8, that gives you 9 more hours in the day to become a fat fuck. All right. Now that's a full-time job. Those 9 hours a day to become an asshole. So you spend 40 hours a week becoming an asshole and 45 hours a week. I'm sorry, 40 hours a week earning 45 hours a week becoming an asshole. And then the rest is sleeping Okay. That's how it is. I guess you've earned that. David says 40 hours a week is perfect. Well, it's based on personal preference. If 40 hours makes it so that you have all the money you need and you're not complaining about anything, then yes, 40 hours is right. But what can happen is 40 hours can be worked and then you're broke and poor because you're a loser. So then all you do is complain that it's someone else's fault and you don't actually do anything else. Those long weekends, those extra 9 hours during the day, you just complain. You just scream at everybody. Rebecca says, I feel like Molly is referring to a lot of the unpaid labor that still needs to be done on top of the 40 hours a week. I don't know how you could possibly suggest that. That sort of stuff, you're making that up. You're just like saying, yeah, this is what Molly feels. How could you possibly say that, you idiot? Rebecca's right there with her in the... Rebecca's the type that says, yeah, man, I work 80 hours a week. You do? Yeah, I mean, 40 of it is driving to and from work, but that means I'm working 80 hours. No, it doesn't. That means you live too far from work. Ding dong. God. Alan says, my wife works 40 to 50 third shift, and I do 60 on first. We aren't rich or poor, but if we need something, we can get it. Now, you guys rule. That's fucking grinding. I love that. And then while Mrs. Allen is at work, Allen's in charge of the little ones. Fuck yes. Now that's the dream. That is the dream right there. God bless you for it. All right. So this is, I'm going off on this because it's all Molly's fault. All right. She started it. She came in here. First comment out of her mouth. She's rubbing my nose and shit. So you can blame her. Alan says, yep, no daycare. Yeah, daycare is $25,000 a year. Today, I mentioned that it is a Big Frog Wednesday. I cannot wait to play for you the clips that I have. For who are these free beers? Show number 75 or 76, I forget, but it's ridiculous. Thank you to MAGA Pat, who sent along, tipped me off to last week's 12-minute rant against insurance again. This has been a long-running thing with the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show ever since that guy Luigi killed Brian Thompson from United Health, murdered him, shot him in the back of the head in the street. They have been regularly saying things like this. Oh, man, it's never okay to murder anybody. But I can see exactly why he did it. I mean, it's understandable, really. I get it. I mean, that happens when you're in working for an insurance company because everybody's dying because they have insurance. So I get it. That's why you shoot people. They've had this horrible take on this because they're stupid and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And I am using last week's rant about the insurance companies to illustrate just how stupid these people are. All right. Now, Kelly is the most obvious moron of the bunch. And she puts it on display willfully several times in this discussion. I will take her words and play them for you, and we will telescope on them and really drill down to the stupidity of the things that this dumb skank says. Really, really bad. Made worse by the Gregster busting out the free beer soapbox. which is a regular thing these days. I had a moment not long ago on Who Are These Free Beers where he was soapboxing because it was a story about a cat that got lost and wound up in a different town. And he took that as an opportunity to go,
you know, man, I'll tell you what, it's really awesome how these people could work together. That's what we got to do as a country is work together. You know, like when we get together for the holiday break-ins, that's fun, man. That's when it takes a village, and we'd go with that village. But that's what we got to do as a society is work together for this kitty cat and for people who don't have any money to buy toys. We got to get together as a team.
Fuck me. Embarrassing. Well, he does it again when it comes to the insurance companies. And he also works in holiday break-ins. He, every time there's something going on where he's on a soapbox, it always comes back to the holiday break-ins. He can be talking about Israel against Gaza.
Let me tell you something about Israel and Gaza. No matter who you like, you're wrong. Fighting is not good. Like when it comes to the holiday break-ins, there's no fighting there. We're just working together as a team.
What an asshole. So that's what's going to happen. I'll feature that coming up. Branjo says, that sounds very Harry Carey. No, it doesn't. It's exactly like Free Beer. Radio puker. Probably the biggest puker on the planet. Bob says, in the around the room at the beginning of the show today, Kelly got mad at Tommy because he got her age way wrong in a post. Okay. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers, Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Did anyone see on Bookface the old pic of Kelly as a killer bee for Halloween? It was on one of the FBHW pages. No, get it to me, though. I could use that. I heard her talk about it. Yesterday, I was reviewing, getting material for Who Are These Free Beers. And it was, hi, I'm Kelly. And y'all, with Halloween, it reminds me of the time that I was supposed to go to a costume party. And I heard about it late, so I went ahead to the costume store and they didn't have anything. So I went in the kids section, got a bumblebee outfit. I put that on. And then I wore my knee-high slut boots. And I went as a sexy bumblebee, man. I look so good. Everybody said I look so good, y'all. So that's what I did there. If I'll go ahead and get you that picture so y'all can look at see me look so good. Shut up. Fucking idiot. Bob says it's on the main FBHW page. Do you not listen to directions? I said, get it for me. Asshole. I'm blocked. I can't see it. Screenshot it and send it to me. Cock. Hey, can you give me that picture? Yeah, it's on this page. No, that's not what I said. Get it to me. Tyler says, spot on impression. Birch Barlow, easy. Your impressions are top tier. Thank you. Amy says, I'm going to text it to you now. Email it if you can. It's harder. I got to take an extra step. If you can email it, it'd be so much better. Molly says, is today Eric yells at everyone? Damn. No, I'm not yelling at everyone. I have, okay, two people have sent it to me. So let me, hang on, now I got to email it to myself. God damn it. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever need to get anything to me, please email it. Alan says, asshole of the days, the chat. For being cocks. Nakua Matata says, I love this EZ. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Amy, for emailing. All right. Now, she was really bragging that I look so good. Oh, my God. I swear to God, I was so hot. All right. Oh, Killer B. So the idea was, bee outfit from child, sexy boots, and then she had bandoleros and a gun, so she's going as a killer bee. Oh, she's adorable. This, no doubt, many, many years ago. And the good thing is, you know, that Kelly right there does not look like a clapped out, trailer park crack whore. That is a cute young lady. Very, very cute. Cutie patootie, without a doubt. Nice smile, cute makeup, awesome hair, adorable costume. Doesn't have whatever, a big black mark on a tooth and Botox mutilating her face. And what looks like years and years of wear and tear from just, you know, life beating down on her. She doesn't look at all like someone who's massively massively addicted to massive quantities of marijuana every single day. All right. Now that is cute. And you know, if a person were to engage in all those things, they might look a little different later in life when they're much older. Like, I know. I mean, she's right now about 44. Now, you can't really expect someone who, like in this picture, she's probably 17. So for 30 years later, you know, whatever. You can expect normal aging. As long as she hasn't, for those 30 years, consumed, you know, a pound of marijuana or cannabis products every day. As long as she hasn't done that. As long as she's not constantly high, as long as she's not consuming mushrooms and LSD whenever she can, as long as she's not doing that, she would probably remain moderately attractive. Yeah, so that's cool. As long as she hasn't had numerous relationships end in heartbreak with a rage problem that she can't control, then she'd probably be in great shape going forward for the rest of her life and live a long, healthy life without numerous incidents of heartache trailing in her wake. That's what we know. So that's cool. Good for her. I'm happy for her. Cole writes, as long as she doesn't have a pound of weed every day and miles of cock, she'll probably be fine and won't look like a clapped out trailer whore. That's true. Tyler says, copious amounts of alcohol and pot haven't been kind to her. Well, I don't know that. I mean, I don't want to say anything that's not true. I never, ever do I just speak out of turn or out of school or just harp on conjecture. But all I know is what I see here, and that is an adorable young lady with a bright future. A bright, bright future. The sky is the limit for her. In no way would I ever think that a young lady that looks as adorable and bright and energetic as that would ever be very lonely and espousing about how sad everything is and complaining about the insurance industry. Never, ever would I ever imagine that. All right. Thank you for tipping me off. I'm a better man for having seen that picture. A 17-year-old girl being fun-loving. That's the way it should be. You know, that's living life. That's great. Awesome job, everybody. So I am very, very excited about the free beer insurance industry, free beer and hot wings insurance industry chat that they have. I have what looks to be, nearly 20 clips from the segment that took place last week. And thank you to audience member MAGA Pat, who tipped me off about the material. And if you listen to that show and you hear something interesting that you think I should cover, by all means, send me a timestamp and I will, I'll check it out. Which, by the way, this popped up on my Reddit feed. Now, they have two subreddits, one with about 7,000 people on it that haven't posted on there in about 45 days. Now, I have about 300. Mine's not lighting the world on fire either, but I get posts every 10 days or so. Whatever. The other subreddit features a post called Sad, and it's a few days old as well. It's 18 days old, but this is what someone wrote about their show. Now, bear in mind, I never, ever see anyone, anywhere, say anything bad about my show. Ever. Now, if I suck cock and did a shitty show, and people were like listening to me anyway, and then finally said, I can't take it anymore, they would post somewhere. They'd send me an email. They'd post it on Facebook. They'd put it on my subreddit, because that's what people do. I can't take it anymore. Fuck him. Now, it might happen now that I've talked about it, but you'll never see anyone say, you know, I've had it. This happened right here. The other subreddit won't let you post anything anymore, so let's complain here, said FaceSmasher4K. I find the show getting weaker and weaker the more I have to suffer Kelly prattling about whatever fond memories of being a whore or whatever room temp IQ talking point she has that day. So this person does not like Kelly, which is ridiculous. Kelly's great, in my opinion. Stop letting her take the lead when free beer is gone. Jesus fucking Christ, I turn off my radio so fast. I don't need someone whose personal life is so hopelessly messy it spills into every other facet of her life, thus affecting my previously beloved morning show. I'll never understand why the fuck she got the push she did when it's directly made the show worse, genuinely insufferable. Just look here. A mostly dead sub with a disheartened fan base makes me sad. I worry about the future of the show. Now I could just sit here and read post after post after post of people echoing the sentiment. My God. And people are talking about what they listen to now. You are so on point. They should force Hot Wings to actually participate and sub-host the show when free beer isn't there. You want to know why they don't do that? He's so bad. He's so bad that they'd rather have her do it. Don't ever forget what I've told you. He's useless at everything. He sucks. After her climbing on board Maitland's garbage, dirty, deleted post about her garbage, dirty, deleted post about Charlie Kirk's murder, I have no respect for either of these little girls. Immature brain thinking. They should be relieved of their positions on the show and replaced with other female representation. Chris, in our chat, Bread Bull Brain Chris says, did someone respond, whatever, Zane? Yes. Traditional underscore C2979 said, okay, Zane. And this guy wrote, Zane or not, they're not wrong. K Byers 13 says, I've only been listening to this show for a few years. I've never listened with Zane. I caught the tail end of Justin. Maybe the show used to be funnier, better, whatever objective you want to say. But I feel lucky to listen to a live show every morning that still makes me laugh and gives pretty meaningful conversation on my drive to work, especially considering the alternatives. Quit your bitching. It's a perfect example of someone who's settling. This person writes, yeah, what makes you laugh? They read Reddit posts, they watch TikTok videos, and they play a ton of games. The humor left with Joe. All right. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, yep, it happens every time someone criticizes. Yeah, I do it. I do it. It's me. I did it. Because I have nothing going on. Holy shit. I think it's weird, though, that is it, I should ask, is it weird that on yesterday's show, Sweet Kelly said, hey, y'all, it's Halloween, so I want to talk about this time that I look really good and how I did it. I went, I got little girl Halloween costume, put it in, put on my slut boots. got my bandoleros, got my pistols. I went as a killer bee, and I was so, so good looking. And then the next day, they post the picture. That is weird, isn't it? So does that mean that she had to go, hey, look, I got this picture where I look so good and I don't look like a clapped out fucking trailer park whore. So can you post it on there to show everybody how I look so good? Yoda World says that's a female equivalent of glory days. Okay, so now we have to go and get a picture when we were a young adult and we looked good. Nakua Matata says she is hot. Okay, you got to understand, you're looking at a 14-year-old girl there. I don't know if you want to look at an image of a mid-teenage child and say that. I don't think that that's the point. The point is she told us all she's hot and then she posted a picture of it. Is that weird? Skip says she is not hot. She's a child. Right. The only thing you can say about a little kid dressed up like that as a killer bee getting ready to go to the neighborhood trunk or treat is, oh my God, what a darling little girl. What a cutie patootie. Oh my God. You look so fun. That's all you can say. Very strange to me. Yeah, I don't want to be part of an audience that calls kids hot. Gross. Badger says, yummy. You're talking about an 11-year-old girl in this picture. That is nasty, you guys. Don't do that. Now, she's much older now. 40 years later, you can say that. And she is. She's very, very attractive. All right. Oh, look, someone else trying to buy the property up north. That's ridiculous. Every day I get a text message. Hey, is the land for sale? No! Jesus. Bread Bowl Brain Chris has an image of puke face, that green frown. And then Cole says she gets younger every time he pulls the picture up. Well, okay, I'll give you this. I don't know if it's the makeup or what, but when you're 8 like she is in this picture, it does give the illusion of an older person. And she's tall. She always has been tall. Like in this pic, I think she's like 6'2 at age 7. So that's interesting. Stevie says it's giving Blind Melon vibes. Exactly. The album cover from, I forget the name of the album. No Rain. No Rain album. Yes. Oh, wow, that's actually Kelly Cheese. Yes, the little bumblebee girl. And in this, like this picture of this child is, that child is 5 there, which is Kelly's age in that photo. So I guess it works. Okay, folks, if you are enjoying the show, on one of several spots that are alternative ways to view, you're not going to see the rest of the show. You're like, what does that even mean? Well, I cut the transmission, except for Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. So while I'll cut the transmission for Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Kick, it will still be available on Twitch. The point is, I'm trying to get everybody that watches on all those other platforms to go to Twitch. And that's what you have to do. And that's kind of like my thinking here. Oh, hey, I like this show. It's so cool watching it on Facebook. Oh, where'd it go? Yeah, I know. I want you to go to Twitch so that you don't. I want you to make Twitch your go-to. I'm trying to get you to do that. But you keep watching it on Facebook. I don't want you to watch it on Facebook. Know that when I cut this, there's another several, well, it's another hour of show left. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. I also have a second platform that I put a lot of time and energy to. It is Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Patreon is where I do Who Are These Free Beers? patreon.com/Eric Zane. We also do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and it is all going down on a Big Fraud Wednesday this evening at 6 p.m. So sign up for the free trial. patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to reach me via email to say hello, tell me that you think I suck or that you love it, leave it on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. They stripe parking lots at Shoreliners Striping, and it is eric@ericzaneshow.com. All right. So thank you again if you're enjoying the show on Instagram, Kick, YouTube, or Facebook. Join me on Twitch. Damn it. There is a comment in the chat. David in Hudsonville says, how the hell did you remember the blind melon thing when you forget people's names on the regular? LOL. Well, I don't know. Probably years in radio. That has a lot to do with it. In music, when it connects with you, then it's there forever. When I meet somebody down the street, like I just met this couple that I've been walking by their house for the longest time, and I finally introduced myself. The dog's name is Jilly, beautiful black standard poodle, who's just a little whippersnapper. I love this dog. And then I met mom and dad too, and I don't know. It's gone. I got to do a better job of that. You know how you have to make a connection? I don't know why I can remember the dog's name. I remember nearly everybody's dog's name in the neighborhood. You've got, what's the one down the street? There's Stilly. There's Jonesy. There's Hank. There's Cooper 1. And there's two Coopers. Not to mention Puffin and Chloe. Tank is my new favorite. He's a German Shepherd that lives on the next cul-de-sac. Across the street from Tank is Wrigley. I guess it's because of what I love. I love the dogs. I love the music. But the people, I got to work for that. I actually wrote down names. One of my neighbors who has a cat, this great cat named Bob. And I introduced myself to them. That's when I think, oh, my God, you know, I love your cat. It's an outdoor cat, and he always comes walking up to me and rolls on his back. He's awesome. Cat comes up to me, rolls on his back. I pet him. Then days later, I see the cat on the front porch. Mom and Dad are out there. I love your cat. That's Bob, right? Yeah. I found that out because someone told me, obviously. I didn't read the cat's mind. And I go, well, anyway, I'm Eric. What are your names? And they said their names right there. Now, what did I do? A veteran move. Look at neighbor that owns Bob the Cat. I wrote it on the fucking note taker. Is that not awesome? Matt and Elizabeth. That's how I do it now. Now, I didn't do that with Jilly the dog, but I need to. There's another one I have here. I can't remember it now. I do that. I like write the names down. That's what Cole says. Because you like the dogs, nobody cares about the people. Bob says, same way. Favorite dog from the old FedEx route, Mishu. Owners don't know the names. Among others, too. Bob, what the hell is going on the job front? It's been how long? 5 weeks? You know, sometimes you have to take a step forward, take a step back. If you've got a skill set in the transportation arts, you no doubt have applied for all the transportation arts gigs, right? He says, I'm going through the hoops for the United States Postal Service. Alan says, still addicted to the cough drops, I see. That's not changing. Lately, more and more, as the days turn to weeks and the weeks turn to months and the months turn to years, as I talk, my throat starts to get sore. No matter what I do now. If it wasn't for these, my throat would continue to get inflamed and become painful. So in order to alleviate some of that, I have to get the relief from the cough drops. Now, I haven't gotten laryngitis, which I understand is very, very painful and can be a real bitch and can knock you out. And the only way to recover from it is extended rest. I cannot afford extended rest. Now, this might just relieve my pain and doesn't do anything to keep me from getting laryngitis. I have no idea. But all I know is that I do okay when I've got those nearby. I talk a whole lot each and every day. Ain't nobody got time for that. And when you do impressions like Kelly Cheese and free beer on a regular basis, it tends to wear out your throat. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.